Die Schlafenszeit ist für viele Menschen.
For many people, bedtime has become a time of wakefulness. Elderly people, in particular, have a hard time falling asleep, not to mention falling into a deep sleep. What is the reason that bedtime has become a restless time of wakefulness for many? Yes, for ever more people. Perhaps the day can give you hints. When the day is one big carousel of thoughts, which was set into motion by incidents from the past or from the previous day, that is, thoughts that continuously preoccupy a person. What is not analyzed in the evening of the day in order to rectify it will also move us during the evening hours. If we do not solve the problem that's occupying our thoughts, also late in the evening, then these troubles will also cast a pall over our bedtime.
Gerade ältere Menschen beschäftigen sich viel.
Especially elderly people preoccupy themselves a lot with their past, which they then take with them into the evening and night. Moreover, for many elderly people, the day is not completely filled, so that they lie down once or even several times during the day and sleep for hours. This then also contributes to the wakeful night hours. Over the course of our earthly existence, we store all the nice and not so nice occurrences in our consciousness and subconscious. And what we do not rectify in time, in the way of not so nice or negative things, moves us again and again. Above all, when we are older, such inputs from the past become active during the evening and night. A negatively filled subconscious, that is, one filled with what is not good, can be compared to a carousel that is driven by a chain of thoughts. When the person then retires for sleep, as foreseen, he assumes a lying position, which may possibly bring the subconscious into action even more. For a certain physical posture can, among other things, stimulate the subconscious and cause it to become active. Thank you.
Positiv gesehen kann die Nacht sein.
Viewed positively, nighttime, bedtime can also be compared to a cradle, which rocks the balanced person into a calm, deep, restful sleep, and in the morning lets him begin the day rested and recuperated.
Beginnen lässt. Wir Menschen haben es selbst.
We ourselves are in control of whether we will be driven by our subconscious with the thought pictures it has not worked off, and we move as though on a carousel that always revolves around the same axis, around the same impure thoughts, or whether we bring our thought carousel to a stop. How can this happen? By questioning ourselves and finding our share in what is unceasingly moving us and hardly lets us come to rest. If we liberate ourselves from this by questioning ourselves to find our part share in the not-so-nice thought pictures, to clear up the not-so-nice aspects of the past, then we grow calmer.
Ein Rat.
A piece of advice. Everything that moves or even upsets us over a longer period of time wants to tell us something. Let us allow the aforementioned not-so-good aspects to come alive in us once more, to recognize and grasp what concerns us. So, what is it that wants to speak to us? It is what we have thought or spoken to others with not so nice words, gestures, or even patterns of behavior, or what others did to us that we were unable to deal with and still cannot forgive.
Und noch immer nicht vergeben können. Alles, was von uns nicht aufgearbeitet,
everything that has not been worked off by us may very well lie repressed in our subconscious for a long time.
Doch irgendwann,
but at some point in time, during the day, the evening, or in the night, it catches up with us, moves us, and sets the thought carousel in motion. How often do we look back with the words, "That is past," and nevertheless, many a thing comes up again and again, namely that which has not been rectified. That is what moves us and drives us. Then we are the driven ones, not by others, but by our own not good negative inputs, which do not easily leave us.
Machen wir uns bewusst.
Let us realize that what we have input in the consciousness or subconscious today or yesterday or in the past years still continues to exist as stored data. It comes to us again at some time or other. It comes in order to be resolved or deleted by us. What should now be done? We let what made us restless during the day or evening or night come up as pictures, for we people also think and store in pictures. Let us ask ourselves, what does our... No, let's ask very directly, what does my state of turmoil want to tell me, me personally? Everything that stirs us up, that gets us upset, is a part of us. We have not good or even miserable behavior patterns, or have done things that were unjust and have not yet put these things in order. We could now make the following objection. The other person is to blame for my restlessness, for my disturbed night, for my difficulty in falling asleep or not being able to fall asleep. What did Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, have to say about this? Why do you see the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not notice the beam that is in your own eye? Let us remember that it is possible that the other person is partly to blame for my thought carousel. But why do I look at his splinter, which he could implant in me? Why not at my own beam, which possibly became a beam only because I continuously sawed on the splinter of the other and let it get big through my thinking and grumbling? Because I did not work on my splinter, which turned into a beam through my daily and nightly thinking. Let us valiantly envisage, could it have been this way? Well, mustn't it even have been this way or a like way? For this is the only way to explain that the shadows of the past are now oppressing us, robbing us of rest and sleep. If I accept that these causal correlations exist, then it is now time to tackle that part that I am to blame for.
Den ich verschuldet habe, anzugehen. Nur so.
Only in this way can I find my way to a tranquil day, a balanced evening, and a calm and deep sleep, which embraces me like a cradle and gently rocks me to sleep, so that I am granted a true rest. Now someone could ask, is it possible to avoid such adversities from the outset?
ihm sei gesagt.
May this be said to him. Anyone who, in the midst of life, has a daily work schedule, could resolve to do the following. Always, when during the day, at work, in conversations, also with family and friends, something gets me into a turmoil, I will neither repress this stirring nor push it aside, but immediately pause and go within to question myself.
Habe ich meinen Anteil,
if I have recognized my part of the not-so-good situation, then it's possible for me to rectify it later, during the evening hours. And how? The great universal teacher, Jesus the Christ, who is our Redeemer, gave us the following advice as Jesus. Feel remorse for your behavior. Ask for forgiveness and forgive. And make amends for what can still be made amends for. No longer think, speak, and act as before, but instead, keep to the commandments of God, which enrich life and make the person free.
Das wäre der Weg.
That would be the path for each person, whether young or older. For a good conscience is a gentle and restful pillow. Whoever begins today with a rule for life from Jesus the Christ, which says, "Do to others as you would have them do to you," or said differently, "Do not do to another what you do not want to have done to you," finds his way to a calm and restful sleep, which, in the morning, grants him the strength for the coming day, which he needs in order to be able to clearly and with alert senses deal with the day's work.
Ein erholsamer Schlaf stärkt aber
but a restful sleep also strengthens the elderly person who could still do a lot of good. For the often relaxed daily rhythm of a person who is no longer fully involved in profession events gives him the opportunity to help here and there. This will then be particularly valuable when the elderly person was a helpful person in the past, a person who lived without aggrandizing claims to power, which contain brooding, envious, and quarrelsome thoughts. Life will then become a dignified existence, particularly in old age, when it is able to follow the law of life that says, one carries the burden of the other, which means, be helpful and good. Help where you can. This frees and makes such people happy. A happy person who has placed his life in the service of his neighbor, who completed his work and did it to satisfaction of the person who assigned it, will have a tranquil autumn of life and a healthy and restful sleep.
Und einen gesunden und erholsamen Schlaf. Das gilt für
This holds true for the young and elderly, for at some point comes the time in which our not-so-nice, our ego-striving at the cost of others catches up with us.
Einen guten Schlaf, eine gute Nacht.
A good sleep and a good night are had by young and old when they follow the rule for life of Jesus of Nazareth.
Der Schlaf, der Befreier
Sleep, the liberator of the previous day and the brightener and builder for the new day, is contained in the fulfilled rule for life of Jesus of Nazareth.
Räumen Sie aus Ihrem
Clear out of your subconscious what preoccupies you and accept the vivified wish to have a good night, a good and restful sleep. Remember that a good conscience is a gentle, restful pillow.
Dann schläft
Then, in you, the calm, balanced stillness will sleep, which the conscience signals.
Sie schlafen auf dem Ruhekissen.
You are sleeping on the gentle, restful pillow, the good conscience.
Ich darf wiederholen.
I may repeat. Remember that a good conscience is a gentle, restful pillow. Then in you, the calm, balanced stillness will sleep, which the conscience signals. Then you will sleep on the restful pillow, the calm conscience.
Dann umfängt
Then a deep sleep envelops you.
Dann
Then you can say,
Es schläft
The vivifying power of inner peace sleeps in me. It is sleeping. It is sleeping. The vivifying power of inner peace sleeps in me.
Inneren Friedens.
It is sleeping. It is sleeping. You sleep deeply and calmly. You sleep deeply and calmly. It is sleeping. It is sleeping. It is sleeping. It is sleeping.